Well, our next guest, as we said, surprised many when he joined the call to remove the Confederate flag in an impassioned speech to fellow lawmakers in South Carolina last week. South Carolina State Senator Paul Thurmond is the son of longtime U.S. Senator Strom Thurmond, who ran for president on a platform of segregation. And Senator Paul Thurmond joins us now from his law offices in Charleston. Senator Thurmond, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Senator Thurmond, as you well know, everyone is invoking your father, but he famously evolved and moderated his positions over decades. It sounds like, at least when it comes to the flag, you evolved maybe even over a day. Take us through, because you've said that when the calls first came to take down the flag shortly after the shooting, you thought it's just too soon. What happened to change your mind?
Well, I think my first reaction was, how dare they, you know, politicize this horrible tragedy in such a way to try to, take a very public issue on immediately.
And one we should say that you supported. I mean, you had ancestors who fought in the war and you supported the flag?
I think a more appropriate term would be I was fairly ambivalent about it. I mean, we had a compromise that was about 15 years old, and there was no real push from my constituency to do something about it. And so I really had not, it was kind of comfortable to just simply take the position that, there was a compromise, we should stick with a compromise. And so when I first heard that, I think it was literally Thursday morning after this tragedy had occurred Wednesday evening. That was my initial reaction. I went to a vigil at around noon and just really felt a tremendous heartache and love and unity from this vigil. And so it started to somewhat set in. I had a conversation with my wife, and her response was pretty straightforward. Why do you think we need to keep it up? Had conversations with some other people, and it was the same. Do you really have a burning desire to keep it up? Does it make sense?
Well, what's been the response from your constituents? I mean, you are a Thurmond, after all. You're not your father. You are your own man. But this was a shock to many. What's been the response?
I think the response has been overwhelmingly and amazingly positive. There has been so many emails and Facebook messaging and text from not only the people in my community, but throughout the country, just pointing out that they knew it took courage. They were appreciative that I finally spoke the truth. Some of the emails would really amaze you. I had one that as a result of this speech that he went outside and removed the Confederate flag. I had another that wrote me a 2-page letter describing how he had gotten a Confederate flag tattooed on his arm, and that he had made an appointment with a dermatologist to get it removed. Just a tremendous amount of positive emails to the tune of hundreds, an amount of negative that is probably a half dozen at most.
Well, but do you worry about those you're not hearing from? The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups, reports there's a spike in online chatter from white pride and neo-Confederate and white supremacist groups about, how they're going to respond to this. Everything from the non-violent, like buying Confederate flag stickers to put all over Walmarts, but also, the violent. Do you worry about that?
Well, I worry more about my safety than anything else, but I think that anybody that wants to
Do you worry about your safety?
I think you have to. I think anytime you take a position that you know there are people out there that not only don't agree, but vehemently don't agree, and that you've got to be cognizant of your safety. But at the same time, if you always are allowing that to control you, you'll never be someone who stands up for anything of significance. So from my standpoint, I think it was the appropriate thing to do. I'm sorry if some people are upset about it. I would ask that they look into their heart and really try to understand what the Civil War was all about. And there is heritage there, and I would be remiss to not acknowledge my heritage, but the heritage that appreciates the war, the Civil War, when the predominant factor was to continue the act of slavery is just not something that I want to continue to celebrate. And so I see this flag flying to me and others that have that heritage as a symbol of hatred, and it needs to be brought down.
I don't mean in this next question to be at all disrespectful to the memory of your father, but I'm sure there are people in the South saying that he is now spinning, you know, in the way the saying goes. What do you think? How do you think your father would respond to all this and what you've done?
Well, I think you have to look at how all of us were raised. And I watched my father care about all people. Now, I would be remiss to not say that I have, you know, watched the videos and I'm familiar with some of his historical positions, but that was never anything that I saw. And so from my perspective, I don't think he'd be spinning at all. The person that I knew regarding this type of issue, I believe he redeemed himself with the qualities that the decisions that he made later in life, and ultimately that was what I was around. He didn't have me until he was 73. You know, you can look at some of the decisions that he made towards the end of his career, whether it be the Martin Luther King holiday, whether it be the hiring of African Americans on his staff, whether it be him establishing scholarships in all schools, including historical African American schools. This was the person that I knew.
That's South Carolina State Senator Paul Thurmond speaking to us from his law office in Charleston, South Carolina. Senator Thurmond, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.